millions of dollars in a credit card identity theft scam. And one guy was caught in the act. FBI Special Agent Dan Mulvihill in Philadelphia says investigators had a warrant and went to his house.
He was printing out credit cards as we walked in the door. He was actually sitting at his computer working on the image, and out of his printer was popping brand new cards, brand new credit cards.
Mulvihill says over $2 million involved and more than 50 people had IDs stolen by the fraudsters.
They were actually reprogramming the credit cards with the victim's information on them and then using those at a local stores and establishments to purchase items or get lines of credit and purchase very large items and TVs and construction materials.
Mulvihill says one subject obstructed justice by lying to a judge about his finances.
He attempted to hide a number of his assets, a number of properties, tried to get them switched over to family members' names and just hide them so that it didn't look like he had as much money as he did.
The FBI worked with the Secret Service, banks, and credit agencies on the case. I'm Neil Schiff of the Bureau, and that's the FBI's Closed Case of the Week.